Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the Popcorn Hour. I'm Matt and this is James, and today we're doing a tournament to see who the ultimate horror movie slasher is. Wow, that was rough. That took multiple takes. Okay.
That's funny.
Before we get into see how we're going to do this, we'll do our usual, what have you watched?
I watched...
It's been a while.
Yeah, it feels like we haven't filmed it forever. Realistically, it's been like less than a week.
Yeah.
But I passively watched Weapons with Dad. Dad watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Did
he like it?
Yeah, he liked it. And then I watched American History X.
Okay.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah.
It's just such a good movie. And then I reluctantly finished Quentin Tarantino's catalog with Jackie Brown.
Nice.
I put it off for a while because I didn't want to like finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I gave it a 3. It's definitely not his best. I didn't hate it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I finally watched The Substance, body horror movie. I really liked it. It was enjoyable.
Somebody was talking to me about that movie.
Was it Elizabeth?
No. No, that's not her thing. Who was... Somebody told me we should do a review on it.
I liked it a lot. Okay. We should do a body horror episode and include this with the thing.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And then I was in the mood for a comedy. I haven't really watched a comedy in a while, so I watched The Hangover.
Nice. Pop Out. They watched it the other night.
Oh.
And he was like...
Wait, with Mom and Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They were like, you guys should do The Substance. The movie was weird.
Oh.
Like, okay.
That's a really uncomfortable movie to watch. Mm. I will say that. And then I watched Frank and Weenie, which I didn't realize this because I haven't seen the movie probably in like 8-ish years.
Mm-hmm.
But they represent every Universal monster in it. The next like test subject that they do is a goldfish, and then it becomes invisible, like the Invisible Man.
Oh.
And then one of the characters, his hamster named Colossus, I think it was, is like wrapped up like the mummy. One of the kids, his turtle, Shelly, becomes Godzilla, like a version of Godzilla.
Okay.
One kid puts sea monkeys or whatever. Yeah, is that what they're called? Sea monkeys?
Yeah.
He puts them into his pool.
Okay, yeah.
And then they become the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh.
And then a girl's cat called Whiskers becomes Dracula. And then...
Frankenweenie?
Frankenweenie, obviously. And then, I didn't realize this for some reason, him and the neighbor's dog, they like touch noses. After he gets brought back to life, and he like sparks her nose, and she gets these white strands in her hair. The Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh,
never clocked that one. And then the one of the kids, Eugene, I think that's his name. I feel like that's not right, but his he just grabs a rat out of the trash, and it becomes Wolfman.
Oh,
and I was telling my friend about this. I was like, I never clocked that. Like, I never realized that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I only realized The Bride of Frankenstein. Is the only one that I realized. I was like, oh,
Interesting.
But I'm
two, that's actually pretty cool, but not enough for me to watch it.
I'm two away from 200 this year. And I think the last two are going to be Full Metal Jacket, because I bought that a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it in a while. So I think I'm going to watch that. And then I'm going to finish it with Fellini's 8.5.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
What have you watched?
We watched that Netflix, that new Netflix documentary, The Perfect Neighbor, mm-hmm. or My Perfect Neighbor, or whatever it is. Documentary is, it's intense. It is an intense watch, and it's very different than other documentaries about stuff like this that I've seen. Because it's all body cam footage. There's no like behind the scenes like interview stuff that they like the documentaries usually do about the event. It's all body cam footage. But it seems to be a very popular documentary, and it definitely is one that like made me mad. Not as mad as like the other one,
the mom one?
Yeah, the mom texting her daughter really inappropriate things and being mean. Not as messed up as that, but still, like, it's good that the story, like, got out and they made a documentary about it. And it's still messed up, but, like, yeah, it's crazy. And then Jackson's been sick the last couple of days, so I tried to get him into Scooby-Doo.
Which one? Watched
Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invaders.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see that. I saw that you logged
Scooby-Doo. Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
You should play him Scooby-Doo Meets Batman. I have two discs of that.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring one over.
Okay.
Next time film.
I would like for him to kind of get into that stuff and the stuff that he likes, but he wasn't a whole lot interested in it, mainly because he was sick, but he watched it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Scooby-Doo, I got reminded the other day of a show that I have not thought about in years. Do you remember Mike Tyson Mysteries?
No.
Did you ever watch it?
No.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
It was like Mike Tyson had an animated Adult Swim show where him and like, it's basically Scooby-Doo, but with Mike Tyson.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Completely forgot about that.
Okay. Yeah. Never heard of it.
It was funny, I think. I don't. Yeah. I watched a handful of episodes and I thought it was funny. I think. I don't really remember that though.
Hmm. Okay. I didn't log it, but I watched Batman Bad Blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I watched like two other things like super passively with Dad. Like I don't know if he finished Thief, uh-huh. but he started it. And there was like a few other things that were on where I was like, I can't log it. I didn't watch enough of it.
I also finished watching Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And not a fan. And then I started watching Jurassic World Dominion. And I made the mistake of watching the extended version. It's like almost 3 hours long. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Because I was watching it and I was like, I gotta start cooking dinner, but I'll do it after this movie's over. And I looked to see what time I still had, over an hour left, and it felt way longer. I didn't even finish it because it was just so bad. But the Jurassic World Rebirth is coming to Peacock on the 30th. So 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
Where is the 28th?
Yeah. So, but that's all I've watched. I can't smell like my rib rub that I made earlier. That's weird. Okay. All right, you ready to start this?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're taking 16 horror movie slashers, putting them in a bracket, and they're going to go head-to-head against each other based on our opinions.
I have something for this.
Okay.
Keep going. I'm going to, yeah.
Okay. Based off of our opinions of a number of different things. So the movies themselves, the look of the slasher, what they did in these movies, and a couple other things. But like I said, our...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about.
With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Opinion. And we're going to see who will be our ultimate
slasher.
Horror movie slasher. What are you doing?
I forgot I brought something.
A shirt?
Yeah. Uno momento.
Okay.
You want to go up and rattle who we got?
Yep. So we got Michael Myers, The Miner, Ghostface, Chucky, Freddy Krueger, The Creeper, Jason Voorhees, Leatherface, The Collector, Hannibal Lecter, Patrick Bateman, Art the Clown, Victor Crowley, Jigsaw, The Grabber, and Candyman.
Speaking of Ghostface.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
If you're not watching the video version, if you're listening to the audio, I have a Ghostface Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Got it at Walmart.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Got it at Walmart.
Yeah. Okay.
But my campus had a like Halloween like fair thing, and they had one of those like, it looks like a rocket ship thing, and it like spins, right? Mm-hmm. I was in line for like 2 hours.
Jeez.
And I was the last person in line to, like, to go next, and then they closed.
So you didn't get to go?
Nope.
Oh, that sucks.
But I went through, like, there's like a corn maze thing there. Yeah, I wasn't happy. I went through a corn maze thing there, mm-hmm. and there was a bunch of people just like walking around scaring people dressed up as slashers. And then I was like, I tried to scare them, and then I ended up getting a picture with like all of them.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a mirror maze, and my friend and I were going through it, and I was like, this thing is so easy, and then just whack, fully face planted into the wall.
Oh, wow.
That's a mirror.
Wow. Okay. I wish we would have done a haunted house this year.
I haven't seen any.
Well, there's one on the way to Mikey's in South Carolina that I want to do, but it's really expensive. Can't remember what it's called, but it looks really cool. It's definitely one that they. Oh wow! Two Ghostface and Michael Myers. Nice.
Yeah.
It's definitely one that they keep up all year. It's not like just some warehouse thing that they do up every year. So I'm assuming it's pretty popular, but Elizabeth can't do haunted houses right now. So
I don't think she'd want to.
No, she likes them.
Really?
Yeah, she likes haunted houses, but because she's pregnant, I think most haunted houses say that they either can't or it's strongly advised that you don't go through it.
Probably also like they probably feel uncomfortable doing that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe next year. All right. So starting off. Michael Myers versus The Miner. So, Michael Myers' first appearance, Halloween 1978. Weapon, kitchen knife. MO, silent, unstoppable force of pure evil who kills anyone tied to his hometown of Haddonfield. His signature look, the white mask, emotionless stare, slow, unstoppable walk. The Miner from My Bloody Valentine. Weapon of choice, pickaxe. MO, miner seeking revenge after a tragic accident tied to Valentine's Day celebrations. Signature, gas mask, miner suit, industrial setting kills.
I feel like I have to go Michael Myers.
Yeah, it's classic.
The Captain Kirk mask. It also brings, like, Michael Myers is so iconic. Like, he has so many, like, influences other movies. Mm-hmm. The biggest one that comes to mind is Baby Driver, when they're putting on their mask to like rob one of the trucks, and he's like, they're like, what is this? And he goes, yeah, Mike Myers mask. I'm like, no, Michael Myers, like the slasher, not the actor. And he's like, oh, you mean Jason? They're like, no. And like, all right, this will work.
Yeah.
Which is actually what happened. Someone got confused and bought Mike Myers mask instead of Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, this is funnier. Let's just stick with this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Michael Myers is just the classic horror slasher. The Miner, I've only seen clips of My Bloody Valentine, but it just seems like one of those, and maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems like one of those teen type of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, it's weird when you think about like it's a slasher. He's a miner, his pickaxe, but it's like related to Valentine's Day in some way, shape, or form. That's just weird for me. Mm. So definitely Michael Myers.
Also directed by John Carpenter.
Yes.
Who also did The Thing.
I know. All right, next up, Ghostface or Chucky? So for this one,
which Ghostface are we done?
The very first one. Most of these we're going to go off of the first one.
Okay.
I think the only one I feel we need to kind of give a handicap to is Jason Voorhees, because in the first one it's his mom, and then the second one he doesn't really get his iconic look until like the end of the second one, and then like obviously the third and fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, twelfth, whatever.
Jason X, where he's in space, because that makes
Freddy
sense.
Versus Jason. Yeah. So we'll do that. But for Ghostface, obviously we'll do the first one, which there's two, which is very interesting. I thought I love Scream. The first Scream is, in my opinion, is really good, and the idea of them, you don't know who it is, and it's right in front of your face the entire time.
Yeah, and then you realize, oh, it's two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Ghostface, weapon of choice, hunting knife, MO, a new killer dons the Ghostface mask each time, motivated by revenge or meta obsession with horror movies, signature, taunting phone calls, pop culture awareness, always self-aware. Chucky, from Child's Play, weapon of choice, knife, but creative with anything nearby. MO, a serial killer, soul trapped in a child's doll body, seeks revenge and immortality, signature, dark humor, foul mouth, small size, but high kill count.
I'm not a big Chucky guy. I remember the first one I watched was Son of Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's Ghostface.
Yeah, definitely.
It's got to be Ghostface, I feel.
Definitely like. Ghostface. I like the pop culture references in Scream.
I love how influent, like how they make fun of themselves, because they know that they're not the best, that they're just fun slashers, and the filmmakers just like talking about filming the movie, like, oh, you never
say I'll be right back, because then like, you're not going to be right back.
He's like, I'm going to go get a beer. I'll be right back. Yeah. Like, it's the opening scene is just so iconic, even from Scream 2. That's iconic. But like the first one is just, what's your favorite scary movie?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for Scream 5, I think it was Scream 5, they did a thing on this website where you could put in someone's phone number, mm-hmm. and their name, and then they'd have an AI Scream call them, and then it would just be like, hey Matt, or mm-hmm. something, your podcast sucks.
Yeah.
And then would be like something else, and then it would like hang up.
Oh, okay.
It was like, it was creepy.
Yeah.
But it was really cool.
Yeah, the phone calls are very iconic. The mm-hmm. the voice changer and the specific voice that they used for it, I think, is really good. Yeah. Chucky, on the other hand, like, it's a toy. It's not, to me, it's not super intimidating. I think it's more comical than scary. So, but also, like,
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
For Scream, Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich, they're so good in whatever they do. So
even their like Skeet's costume at the end of the movie is so iconic. It's just a white t-shirt, jeans,
mm-hmm.
and that's iconic.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's like Grease. It's almost Greaser level, but not quite. And then I think everybody always brings up the shot where he's licking the corn syrup blood. Yeah. Definitely Ghostface for this one. All right. Now, Freddy Krueger or the Creeper?
Ooh. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Sorry, my computer was slow. All right, Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street. Weapon of choice, glove with razor fingers. M.O. haunts and kills teens in their dreams, vengeance for his own fiery death. Signature burn face, striped sweater, deadly one-liners. The Creeper from Jeepers Creepers. Weapon, various knives. Throwing stars made from human bones, which is so cool, in my opinion. M.O., a demonic creature that awakens every 23 years to feast on human parts. Signature, wings, feeding cycle, smell-based hunting. What do you think?
I think I gotta go Freddy Krueger.
Really?
The one thing that I really enjoy about Freddy Krueger is he doesn't, he's not bumbly or stumbly like all these other, like Ghostface is the most, like, always stumbling over.
Amateurish. Yeah. Almost, yeah.
But, like, he's not funny in any regard. Like, he's probably this one of the scariest ones on this list, if not the scariest one. Because, like, you can't sleep.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's just such a niche one. Like, none of them are. Oh, didn't mean to do that. None of them are, like, that psychological.
Yeah, I don't agree. I would go the Creeper, just because it's so different, and, like, the weapons of choice, I think, are very unique. Like, throwing stars made of bones. That's kind of cool. Freddy Krueger's, like, the glove and the knife thing, it's neat, but I've never liked the idea of, like, you can't sleep, and it comes in your dreams, and if you die in your dreams, you die in real life and things like that. There's not anything about Freddy Krueger other than his look that I'm like, this one is good. But so,
I mean, I guess there is, like, I feel like with Freddy Krueger, especially the original one, there, it just feels like there's an element missing, mm-hmm. like from his character, because it's like everything is totally fine in the day.
Yeah.
Except for the girl is, like, seeing stuff throughout the day because she's, mm-hmm. like, traumatized by what's happening.
It's like daydreaming almost. Yeah.
But it's like, there's like, something missing from his character. Mm-hmm. But, he is scary, though, because he does have, like, a weird, like, sense of humor that he has. Like, in the first one, when he just, like, stretches out his arms in the first mm-hmm. dream sequence and just darts.
Oh, okay.
That was, like, it's funny. Mm-hmm. But he's not, like, you're not laughing, like, at him.
Yeah.
It's, like, maniacal, you know?
Yeah, I'd say, well, I think I like the idea of the Creeper better than Freddy Krueger, but, like, the iconicness of Freddy Krueger, plus, like, especially his look, like the burn. I like the backstory of Freddy Krueger a lot.
That's why I like watching the remake because you actually, like, see his backstory.
Yeah.
I like the mystery of not seeing it from the original.
Right.
But and then I like actually seeing it fleshed out in the remake.
Yeah. All right, you can win this one. I'll give you Freddy Krueger. All right. Next, Jason Voorhees or Candyman? So, Jason Voorhees, weapon of choice, machete. M.O. kills anyone who trespasses on Camp Crystal Lake, avenging his mother's death. Signature, hockey mask, brute strength, seemingly immortal. Candyman, weapon, hook hand. M.O. ghost of an artist murdered for forbidden love, summoned by saying his name 5 times in a mirror. Signature, bees, legend-based terror, tragic romantic undertone.
This one's a difficult one, mm-hmm. I feel like. Because I feel like the Candyman movies are better.
The original ones, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't care for the remake.
Yeah. Which, people think that the remake was directed by Jordan Peele. Mm-hmm. but it was actually just produced. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what's happening with the him.
Yep.
And like the biggest one is Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. Not Nightmare, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, it says Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's a Tim Burton film, but
he's not, he didn't direct it. He just produced it.
Yeah.
But like Jason Voorhees' character is so iconic in, but I feel like he's just an alternate version of Michael Myers.
Yeah, I like the look of Jason Voorhees. What he does is better, in my opinion. But I think Candyman is scarier. I think that
Candyman's better written.
Yes,
Jason Voorhees is.
It's like, not, and since I recently watched a couple of the Friday the 13th movies,
I don't really like any of them.
It's mostly like the last 30-45 minutes of the of the movie that he's kind of like there and doing what he does, but everything else is, you know, it's just the kids doing what kids do.
And then it's like a first person perspective until the last like 30 minutes, till like third act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when Jason finally
becomes
dons the hockey mask and shoots the girl with a harpoon gun, man, I think that was just probably the best of the second one. I also like the way he, like when he does, it's very gory.
Mm-hmm.
The movies themselves are very gory because he doesn't just, you know, off somebody. He dismantles them and mangles them.
Like
and
puts them on like giant fish
puts
hooks.
Them on like the raft or whatever. Yeah. And it's, or the rafters, and it's just, they're all mangled up and it's very creepy looking. But I think overall, the just the fear factor of Candyman deserves this one.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna go with Candyman.
Okay, cool. Next, we have Leatherface or The Collector. So, Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Weapon, chainsaw. M.O., butcher from a cannibal family, kills trespassers and uses their skin for masks. Signature, grunts instead of words. Human skin mask, backwards horror. The Collector from the movie The Collector / The Collection. Weapons, traps, knives, hooks. M.O., serial killer who collects one victim from each massacre to keep alive. Signature, elaborate traps, masked face, silent stalking. I was never a fan of The Collector movie. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the idea is very, especially after the Ed Gein stuff kind of came out and like you saw the inspiration behind it all. I think Leatherface is scarier. I mean, the human flesh mask, it's really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
The Collector, I think, just wears like a mask of some kind. I think from the movie, it looks more so like a luchador mask.
Mm-hmm.
From the back. I haven't watched that one in a while, but yeah, the idea of Leatherface.
I think I'm also going to go Leatherface.
Okay. Yeah, it's so iconic, especially with him running with the chainsaw, running down the road. Yeah, oh man. It was definitely creepy the first time I watched it, and I haven't watched it this year again, but I might try before Halloween is over.
Yeah. This Halloween went by really quickly.
It did.
We got like 3 days left before Halloween?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be able to. In November, I'm definitely going to binge a lot of slasher stuff. But.
Okay. Yeah. Next round, we have Hannibal Lecter or Patrick Bateman.
Ooh.
This one might be hard for me.
This one is going to be difficult.
Yeah. Patrick Bateman, American Psycho. Weapon, axe, knife, anything handy. M.O., wealthy Wall Street yuppie who kills out of vanity, rage, and delusion. Signature, cold charm, narcissism, hip to be square. Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs. Weapon, his intellect, and occasionally teeth or knives. M.O., brilliant psychiatrist and cannibal who manipulates as well as murders. Signature, polished manners, chilling calm, culinary precision.
This one's hard.
This is really hard.
Because, well, like, the thing with both those movies is every line is like a one-liner, but not in a bad way. Like every line is so quotable. Like, you can always be better, look thinner. Mm-hmm. Or like Paul, let's look at Paul Allen's card. Mm-hmm. I need to return some videotapes, which I did find out. And him, when he says I need to go watch some tape, was a reference to American Psycho. Okay. But and then like I ate his liver with a fine Chianti and fava beans. Like it's there's just so iconic. But the difference with American Psycho, not a lot of people realize this because the meaning of the movie is like misconstrued. Mm-hmm. American Psycho is a dark comedy. Like it's not like they're making fun of like those like yeah, that type of people.
I think it's on HBO Max. If you look at where it's categorized in horror, but it's also categorized in comedy. Mm. So yes, and there are definitely a lot of funny parts to American Psycho.
Like when he's like at the vending machine, it's like feed me the cat. Mm-hmm. Or when he's shoots the cop car and after one shot it blows up and he's like, what? Or when he goes to kill that guy in the bathroom and he's got his like hands around his neck. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, Patrick. And then he like freaks out and sort of frantically watched. And he also talks about Ed Gein because he's like, you know, Ed Gein used to think when he'd see a pretty girl walking down the street and he's like, he'd like to, one part of him would like to take her out on a date, treat her well, you know. The other part of him was like what he thought her head would look like on a stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Patrick Bateman and American Psycho itself was such a good movie and I like it a lot. And I liked it even more after Ice Nine Kills came out with their Hip to Be Scared song and music video. And especially after that came out, like the for me, every time I think about it, it's the Hey Paul.
Yeah.
Because in the Ice Nine Kills music video, Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach plays Paul. And Spencer Charnas, the lead singer of Ice Nine Kills, is the one that axes him. And it's done so well. But the movie American Psycho is just iconic. I mean, so is
Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, Red Dragon, Manhunter.
Mm-hmm. It has a lot in Silence of the Lambs. Because yeah. I mean, it's another Silence of the Lambs does have another kind of reference to Ed Gein,
Buffalo Bill.
Yep, Buffalo Bill. So, which I always thought was just really strange for me.
That, like, he is a really uncomfortable villain. Like, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It's really creepy, and it's a little weird. So if we're just going Hannibal Lecter, though, I mean,
he's just terrifying. When he's just, Anthony Hopkins just did it amazingly. Like, he's just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I like, especially about his character among all these, like, slashers, is it reminds me a lot of Hans Landa, Christoph mm-hmm. Waltz's character, and what Christoph, like how he talks about playing Hans when, like, there's a lot of clips, like, surfacing about it now, but how he, people, like, asked him how evil is portrayed, mm-hmm. and he's like, how did you play evil? And then he's like, no one thinks that they're evil. And so Hannibal is just kind of like, he knows what he's doing is wrong, but he's mm-hmm. doing it because he likes doing it. Like, he doesn't perceive himself as being, like, a bad, bad person. He's just like, I like to do this.
Yeah.
He's like, I know I'm a weird cannibal, but...
Yeah. Did you watch the Hannibal show?
Mm-mm.
I like that show a lot.
With Michael Madsen? That's not his name,
no,
right?
No, it's...
Who was Michael Madsen? Who was that?
Hold up.
Wait. I don't know why I said Michael Madsen. He's,
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
Yes. He did a really good job as playing Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
I also like it's like the prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see everything. And I think that, if we went off of that show, definitely Hannibal Lecter.
But if we're going off of Silence of the Lambs...
But he's in prison.
He's like a calendar man. He's just kind of like an informant for mm-hmm. Clarice.
Yes.
If we're basing strictly the character off the first movie, I would go Patrick Bateman.
I would too, yeah.
But, man, this is a hard one. I think I might
think I'm going to go Patrick Bateman just because... Silence of the Lambs, like, he's in prison. He's not doing anything. We just know, like, what he did. So, I mean, the iconic look, I mean, Anthony Hopkins did such a good job, not discounting that at all. But based off of this, Patrick Bateman takes this.
I do think easily. Christian Bale probably got cast as Batman because of American Psycho. Because if you think about it, like when he's at the dry cleaners and he's like, oh, it's cranberry juice. Mm-hmm. And then he's like talking to what's her name. And then he's like, I need to return some videotapes. And he's like smiling. Mm-hmm. And then the second he like slightly turns away, his face just drops. Mm-hmm. And you fully see him in literally in one frame change entirely.
Yeah.
Like completely, like so looks good. Like a completely different person in one frame.
Yeah.
I think that's probably
it's, why you got it's so good. Him. Yeah. Definitely Patrick.
But Bateman it is, that is one. Just such a, it's a good comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Next we have Art the Clown from Terrifier taking on Victor Crowley from Hatchet. Art the Clown, weapon of choice, hacksaws, knives, hammers, whatever makes a mess. Essentially, M.O., a mute, sadistic clown who revels in gore and torment, signature mime-like behavior, supernatural resilience, shocking brutality. Victor Crowley, from the movie Hatchet, which I haven't watched, but weapon, hatchet, and bare hands. M.O., deformed swamp ghost who kills anyone entering his Louisiana bayou, signature over-the-top kills, brute force, folklore legend vibes.
Man, Art the Clown, I feel like they got a lot of inspiration from John Wayne Gacy.
Okay.
Because like John Wayne Gacy kind of said he did what he did because he could. Like he didn't mm-hmm. like have the like an urge to do it. He just like, I have free will to do it. I mean, the Art the Clown is entertaining. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a comedy as well.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed watching it, seeing like something so low budget, mm-hmm. like have such great VFX and then just kind of like they're having fun. Like the director has done so much with like Art the Clown for like the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it's only like really surfaced the past couple.
Yeah. Terrifier 3 is insane. It's absolutely ridiculous. When I watched it, like, my mouth was open the entire time of just shock.
Like, the first one, like, one of the first kills you've seen is he turns a guy's head into a jack-o'-lantern. Mm-hmm. Like, with candles in it.
Yeah. I think he's very creative.
Yeah. It's almost, yeah, his are just fun to watch to see, like, what these filmmakers are, like, doing. Mm-hmm. The writing is not great.
No, no.
The cinematography, the shot composition, whatever, it's not great. It's very student film like mm-hmm. but the part where it shines, like, really, like, that's what the movies are for. And then it's enjoyable, it's fun to watch, it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people get grossed out by it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really get grossed out by it because I'm like, oh,
it's not real.
That's just like a silicone head with syrup on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I might have to go Art.
I would too.
Probably also recency bias.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Yeah. Like I like hearing Chris Jericho talk because he's in Terrifier 3. Yeah. He's in Terrifier 3 and he talks about how, spoiler, but his jaw gets ripped off. Mm. And so he talks about how like they filmed everything up to that point and then they called cut, replaced his head with, you know, like a fake head that looked exactly like Chris Jericho. And then he just watched his jaw just get ripped off. And he's like, that was so weird to watch. But
cool. Even like in the first one, spoiler, of two movies, they have like a kill that's just like Bone Tomahawk. Mm-hmm. Which is a, that's a messed up movie. Have you seen Bone Tomahawk? Mm-mm. It's like this Western where they get trapped by, they get like these people get kidnapped by these like indigenous tribe and they're cannibals. And then one person, they're holding their legs in the air and then with a human bone tomahawk, mm-hmm. split in half.
Oh, okay.
Like holding legs in the air, fully down the middle. And then Art the Clown does something like that in the first movie.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Jigsaw or The Grabber? So
that's a good pick.
Yeah. So Jigsaw from Saw. Weapon, deadly mechanical traps. MO, test victims will to live through moral games. Doesn't technically kill, but ensures they die if they fail. Signature, spiral cheeks, puppet, I want to play a game. The Grabber from Black Phone. Abrupt violence, abduction, and psychological terror. MO, kidnapper who keeps boys in a basement wearing eerie masks while playing twisted games. Signature, split face mask, calm, menace, vanishing victims. So they're very, both of these are a little similar. Mm-hmm. They have definitely some similarities.
Especially the first movie. Mm-hmm. I know that Black Phone 2 is a little, he's a little more Freddy Krueger-like.
Yes.
Wonder if they keep doing this, that they're going to take little different things from different slashers.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I do want to see Black Phone 2. But yeah, they're very, very similar in like kidnapping, playing games, masks, creepiness, mm-hmm. and things like that. I've never been a fan of Saw, though.
Whoa.
What? I don't like Saw.
Not even the first one?
No, I don't even think I've finished it.
I like the first one a lot.
I don't know why.
People like the second one. I don't really know why. But the first one is just so iconic. Like, just that bathroom and then being chained to the pipe in the tub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just never been a fan. But for this particular thing, one, Jigsaw doesn't really kill anybody. They all kind of do it themselves. Kind of-ish.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in Saw 2, you find out what happens to one of the guys in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, you see him.
Oh, okay. Eesh. Okay. The Grabber, he kidnaps people, but he also kills. But, spoiler, he dies at the end.
Mm-hmm. But
there's, what, 6 Saw movies?
Oh, no.
No?
They just came out with Saw X. Like 2 or 3 years ago. There's a lot of Saw. And then there's like Jigsaw, and then there's like spinoff. There's like 2 spinoffs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay. I'm going to let you take this one because I don't really.
I feel like I got to go Saw. I really like Jigsaw. One of my roommates actually has a Jigsaw jacket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I like that first one a lot. Like the first one, I feel like the Saw franchise for me is very similar to. It's kind of like how Ghostface is. Like, the first one is just so iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's just kind of living off the legacy of the first.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, all these do. But, like, this one, those two, I feel like really thrive off the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'd go Jigsaw.
Okay. All right, we can do that. All right, that's all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's move on to the next round. We have Michael Myers taking on Ghostface. This is a hard one for me. I don't know.
I think I know my answer for this one.
Okay, well, let's think about it. Let's think about the stories themselves. Michael Myers, he kills everybody that's in his town.
Yeah, originally it was supposed to be the babysitter murders. Yes. And then Michael Myers was actually only supposed to be in the first one. And then each movie is going to be different. That's why the third one is a different killer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but people just fell in love with Michael Myers, so they stuck with him.
Yeah. He also, like, Laurie Strode is so iconic character now and has gone through, I think there's only maybe one where she's not in it.
No, there's like a trilogy that she's not in.
Yeah.
She wasn't in the Rob Zombie ones.
Okay, yeah.
She wasn't in, I think, a few other ones.
Yeah, but for the most part, she's like the centerpiece of it all.
And then they kept like rechanging changing the timeline to now they're related, then they weren't, and then they like were.
Yeah, there's some continuity errors, I think, because like they were supposed to, they're siblings, and then they're not, and it's very weird, and I don't really understand it. But the first Halloween is very enjoyable. I like the idea of Michael Myers being
score.
Like,
it's pretty good.
Yes.
I love how Halloween is shown in that one, because that's the only one where you actually, like, the movie's called Halloween, but, like, it feels like Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how it's depicted is, like, how I think of Halloween. Like, the autumn, fall, mm-hmm. you know, like the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah. And also not very sunny. Mm-hmm. It's very kind of gloomy.
Yeah, like silver skies like right now.
Yeah. That's how I kind of see Halloween as well. That's kind of why I like Hocus Pocus a lot, because mm-hmm. it has that same feel. It actually feels like Halloween.
That's why I like Tim Burton a lot.
Mm.
Okay. His movies aren't critically great, but I find them really enjoyable.
Yeah. Now, Ghostface. Again, with the phone calls, they're really good. The
great use pop of culture, like modern technology.
Yes. Pop culture references, the fact that there's two of them and you don't really know it's two of them until the end.
But there's little like teasers, like you can look at Stu's shoes. Mm-hmm. You can kind of figure that out.
Yeah. And then they have a similar like backstory where they, you know, they're focused on one person. And then it's just kind of like they want to kill off everybody to get to her. And then she's the final one.
Mm-hmm.
And but they also want to pin it on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be her or her dad. Pin it on the dad. But like get rid of her. And again, like they have multiple movies of this. 6, 7's coming out next year, which I want to know how they're supposed to bring back Matthew Lillard. He's just going to be, I don't even know how they would do it in that type of movie, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think I like, I'm not going to try to use like biased for the later movies,
mm-hmm.
but I really only like the first Halloween.
Okay.
Because
so when they redid
this last trilogy,
the first one was good.
I liked the first one. The first one, I was like, okay, this is something.
Yes.
Some of the kills in Halloween Kills, I liked. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, these are pretty good. But Halloween Ends was so.
It was
disappointing.
Over the top, and it was
so disappointing. It was like Michael Myers just became like a loser.
Yeah,
and I like the addition of this new guy that was like kind of picking up the mantle, and then
it didn't happen.
Wasted it.
Yeah, I agree. Halloween Ends was a rough watch for me, but I think with these types of movies, I really like the long, drawn out lore of everything. Like if you look at, I mean. If we go that way, you know, we talk about a little bit of all of them from one to the last one.
I would say I would probably go with Scream.
Scream 6, I think, was so good compared to what we've been getting with 5 and 4. I didn't care for 3.
I like 2.
2 is okay.
Yeah.
2 is okay.
I feel like the addition of the stab movies was interesting because that was like the driving plot of the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Was like... I'm going to say the killer in case you haven't watched it, but he wants to have a stab movie about mm-hmm. him. And
yeah.
then I feel like in the third, I didn't hate 5.
I did. I didn't like it.
I mean, I thought it was a little stupid.
The boys and,
yeah, I thought it was a little weird. Stupid, but, I feel like 3 through 5, they utilize the stab movies way too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a different killer each time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we're just going off of, like, the idea of Ghostface, okay, yeah. But if we're going off of the people that portrayed him, we have to go off of the first one, and they don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of their own fault.
Yeah.
That they don't make it. Because they just start stabbing each other.
Yeah.
Which I think is so weak. But, like, I like Scream 6 because it brought everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the... When at spoiler at the end, when they kind of go into this like warehouse and it's pretty much a ghost face museum, and then you have all the different costumes, just like almost like Batman's
like
suits in the Batcave, you know? And I thought that was interesting and I liked it a lot. I'm gonna have to go with Ghostface on this one.
I think I have to go with Ghostface. Also, I'm wearing a shirt. But I'm gonna go with Ghostface.
Okay.
I'm sorry, John Carpenter.
Yeah.
I love The Thing. I love They Live.
Michael Myers is such a good horror character just because of like everything that he is. But it's also like I feel like maybe I missed it, but it also feels like they don't explain the same thing with Jason.
He's pretty
Voorhees.
Two-dimensional.
Yeah.
I feel like him and Jason Voorhees don't run, they just walk. They're pretty just
And he has. I've
hit
like
my mic like 8 times already.
Immortality to him.
Yeah.
Like he falls out of the window, and then like all of a sudden he's gone.
Yeah.
I think that's a little weird to me. We don't understand or it's not explained really that he has like some weird immortality thing mm-hmm. in like this normal world. Whereas not like Freddy Krueger, who is like in dreams, which is far-fetched. But
what if I, okay, this would have been so funny in Scream 6 when they're showing all the costumes, is if there was like a little corner with like a box or something, like just off to the side, that you could see all the masks from Scary Movie. That would have been,
yeah,
but also Scary Movie.
Yeah, Scary Movie is good. I'm excited for the new one.
I really, really like the first one a lot.
Yeah, they said that this...
And the second one, they parody Hollow Man. I love Hollow Man.
Yeah. They said this new one, it's not for the weak-hearted or easily offended, because they're just going to... They're going to go...
Who are they making fun of for this one? What movie?
I can't remember.
Is it but Terrifier? I feel like would be a good one.
It's a lot of more recent ones, so... They had a list. I can't remember who it was. I don't know. We'll find out. I'll tell you when we do our movie news.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So come back and watch that so you can find out.
On Friday.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Freddy Krueger versus Candyman. I already know mine. Candyman.
Candyman. Yeah. I'll go Candyman. I feel like Candyman is a... Kind of takes the idea of Freddy Krueger. Of like Freddy Krueger, you almost have to like summon him.
You saw Candyman too. And it's also like everybody...
Is that your foot? What is that? That's the table.
That's the table. Yeah. Candyman is like one of those, kind of like Bloody Mary, how you...
Yeah.
Every kid has gone to a sleepover and been dared to do it.
I like how in Ted, when he's like, all right, we need to get out of this. Candyman. And he goes, whoa. You don't want him running around here. But like, yeah, I had a friend that was like... when I did Taekwondo when I was a kid, he said, he was like, oh, you know what happens? Like if you do the Bloody Mary thing, he's like, all right. So you go into your bathroom, you light candles, turn off the lights in like the middle of the night. And you chant it. Mm-hmm. And then, so you say the first one, you say Bloody Mary, and then you get louder, you get Bloody Mary. And then the last one, you like scream, and then you wait about 10 seconds and then your parents are gonna be running downstairs yelling at you. And I was like, oh, that, okay.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember that, but
I mean, yeah, that's definitely probably something that has happened to some people, and I also feel like when people do it, somebody's always like, "You didn't do it right. You didn't do it right." And yeah. It's like the idea that keeps that he's like a real thing that will come after you. So yeah, Candyman is iconic in that sense. All right, now we got the Ed Gein inspirations. Leatherface or Patrick Bateman?
Whew. I'm going to go Patrick Bateman.
I will too. I like the modernness of it. And like
they both use chainsaws. Like when Patrick Bateman drops a chainsaw down the spiral staircase, kills the girl, which it's a callback in The Dark Knight when...
When he...
And the first time that we see Batman
in the parking garage.
Yeah, in the parking garage. And then Scarecrow, Cillian Murphy, is going down the spiral thing in the van. And then he just slowly walks up, drops down.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say Patrick Bateman, too. Just because, like, that character's so good.
Yeah.
I think Christian Bale does such a good job. And I feel like Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a little dated.
Yeah. I mean, even now, I think Patrick Bateman is more iconic now than Leatherface.
I think they're also doing another...
They're doing like a TV show.
Yeah. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh. They're doing a TV show of American Psycho, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Jacob Elordi is supposed to play him. He's playing Frankenstein and Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein.
Okay. But, yeah. They came out with the first episode of Welcome to Derry.
Did you watch it?
No, but I've seen people like reaction videos to it. And I guess it's like right off the bat, just intense. There's like some weird car scene in the very beginning that's just like all around intense. So
I'm a little tired of slasher clowns.
But... I don't like clowns. I hate them. Hate them so much. And I share the same sentiment.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hate clowns, and I didn't know clowns could be scary until I watched it when I was a kid, and then I was like, oh, I don't ever want to see one of these things again.
Yeah. I don't know. I would definitely will watch the Welcome to Derry. I am excited for all of these prequel series. I know a lot of people are not, but I like having all the information, you know? So like everything, like I need to know everybody's backstory. So, and I think it is definitely one of those where like, cause he's an alien, right?
Yeah. He's like a weird spider alien. What do they call it? His headlights.
You
know, when he like raises himself up and then you get like dazed by his headlights. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah.
That he like, it just turns into like a spider.
Yeah. That was
especially weird. In It Chapter 2 when he is a huge, huge spider. Yeah. I thought it was more rewarding in the original. Mainly because you just finished a 3-hour movie and then you're finally like, it's finally over.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I don't know. Speaking of clowns, we have Art the Clown taking on Jigsaw.
I'm going to go Jigsaw.
Really?
Yeah. Better written. If we're going off the first movie.
Yeah.
I got a good Jigsaw.
Okay. That. Yeah. Yeah. I would say if we incorporated all of them, definitely Art the Clown. But I'm okay. Right. I'm okay with going Jigsaw, even though I'm not a fan of the movies. All right. That takes care of that round. So we're down to the final four. Ghostface or Candyman?
Oof. I feel like I gotta go Ghostface.
I do too. I think that
I didn't think that Ghostface was gonna go this high on this for some reason.
No.
I don't know, but it's just so enjoyable. I feel
it
like
is, it's just such an enjoyable movie.
But I think it's only a generation thing, because I feel like
a lot of people don't like the Scream movies.
Yeah. Like a lot of
younger people.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of like older. There's like a weird niche era.
Yeah. When I was little,
Scream. I've always liked Scream.
It was the only horror movies that I actually watched because it was not.
I remember Mikey and I would walk in your room and you were just watching Scream like every.
Yeah. I like Scream a lot. Candyman is scarier though. Definitely scarier and definitely creepier.
I remember Mikey made fun of you because we walked in your room, caught you watching Pitch Perfect 2.
Did I?
Yeah.
I like the Pitch Perfect movies. Okay. They're pretty good.
Not bad. Isabella made me watch all of them.
I like them when I know the songs. You know, like if they do songs that I like, I'm okay with. If they're doing songs that like I don't listen to, you know, like we need a rock version of Pitch Perfect. Not necessarily
School of Rock.
Not necessarily School of Rock or Rock of Ages or anything like that. But like a more modern with like give me some like Papa Roach or Sleep Token or something like that.
Have you heard the Adam Devine story of him auditioning?
Yes. He thought it was a baseball movie.
Yeah. That's funny. He's like, okay.
He's probably the most enjoyable character.
Even though I don't think he likes doing them because he was like, I thought they were baseball.
He slowly started phasing out of them.
Yeah.
But in the first one, like I think he was probably my favorite character. Mm. Rebel Wilson was funny too, but all right, back to scary movies.
Yep.
Final four. Patrick Bateman or Jigsaw?
Man,
I'm going Patrick Bateman.
I think I have to go Patrick Bateman because I think he's better written. He's more involved.
He actually does stuff, whereas Jigsaw just sets up the traps.
Yeah,
you know,
Jigsaw's
he's a behind the scenes guy. He's the wizard. Wizard of Oz.
There's a movie that Dad watched. I think it's called Locked. It came out this year. And he was like, we watched it and he was like explaining it to me. And I was like, wait, so it's just Jigsaw. Cause he's like, oh, this guy's like, he locks these two people in a car and then like basically forces them like to, cause the guy had been in like a car accident and was like sick or something. Which is Jigsaw's backstory. He was sick and then realized that like he cherished life. And then so he wanted to put other people through this experience so that they could have a higher value of their own lives.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so Jigsaw. And he was like, yep.
Pretty much. Okay.
I think I'm at the, I'll go Patrick Bateman.
I think, like, mainly just because it's such a different type of movie.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's the only one that's on this list that's a comedy, really.
I tried typing up Patrick Bateman and wrote Patrick Batman, which kind of goes with this Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Okay, final two.
Ghostface
or Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman. Wow. I feel like I have to say... Should we say it at the same time? 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. When deciding this, this is overall still going off the first Scream movie. I mean, there's American Psycho 2, but that has...
Mila Kunis, and then they lost the whole point of the first one.
Yeah, it was... Yeah. So, American Psycho, Christian Bale, going off of how everything happened, how people, you know, died, things like that, the way it happened, the scare factor of it all.
I'm nervous for this one.
We might be different.
I think we might be different. It's going to be really funny if we're different, but I feel like we're not.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Ghostface. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I really like American Psycho. But
he's not like a slasher.
No. But I think if he would have went up against anyone on this side that was between Ghostface, Minor, Michael Myers, Chucky, Freddy Krueger, Creeper, Jason Voorhees, Candyman,
I think he would have definitely took it.
But because really enjoy Ghostface, this first Scream movie.
And it's a horror movie. And a comedy. At the same time, they balance the comedy. It reminds me of Bong Joon-ho's Memories of Murder.
Okay.
It's a very dark movie, but he somehow works in comedy.
Yes. All right. So
I didn't think Ghostface was going to be number one.
I didn't either. Especially, we had so many.
Who did you think was going to be number one?
I was probably going to say Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, but...
Or even Art the Clown. It was probably going to be like my... Like, right off the bat, just when I put this together, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it's one of these. It's got to be one of these three. But, like,
if you think of slasher, the first thing I think of is Ghostface. If I think of Halloween slasher, Ghostface. If I think of Halloween horror, Ghostface.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
It's one of the most iconic, like, Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
I went as Ghostface one year. Yeah.
And I was too scared to wear the costume. So then I went in as next year.
There you go. Yeah, but like it's such an iconic movie,
The knife he uses, that's just iconic. If you go to any Walmart, any store, like during or Target, whatever, during Halloween, you see that like blood knife.
Yes. Ghostface. I think it's definitely Ghostface. And just again, I gotta go back to probably one of my favorite parts is like the
opening scene, that popcorn. The opening
scene, the popcorn, the voice changer, the phone call.
I want to know what's your favorite movie. I want to know
your favorite horror movie.
Yeah, he's like, what's your name? She's like, well, what's yours, whatever. Like, why do you want to know? I want to know who I'm looking at.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the beat drop.
Yes.
Like it just gets silent, and then you're like, you feel what Drew Barrymore feels, and you're almost like, I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
And then he's like, I want to know who I'm talking to, and she's like, that's not what you said. I mean, that 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I was...
perfect.
I always like the... what is it? The... it's like he does the trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about Jason Voorhees. And then she's... Yeah. Or talking she, about Friday Kruger, the 13th. And she said Jason Voorhees, but it was like... that's wrong. Because in the first one, it was his mother.
Yeah, and then she's like... doesn't she say Freddy Krueger? And he's like... Or no, she's like, who's yours? And he's like, who's the guy who has knives for fingers?
Yes.
And she's like, oh, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'll go with them.
And man, especially like the opening scene, like,
she's
going to die, but like her parents are literally walking through the door right now, like as she's like dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh my God, are they going to help her or not? And there's a lot of mystery behind the entire movie itself. And yeah, it's just the pop culture references take the cake for me.
Yeah. They accept all other slashers, and it's like we're just another slasher.
Mm-hmm.
Just they don't take themselves too seriously. That's why Ghostface is so stumbly, amateurish, bumbly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but he's also got some good kills. Like one of my favorite ones, because it's always I was like the first one that I saw, and I was just agreeing is the garage door where the girl gets like stuck halfway through the garage door and it raises. That was like a Final Destination kill.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it's. So good. Such a good movie.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
All right, well, in our opinion, our best favorite slasher, our favorite, based off of our list, is Ghostface from Scream. And I'm glad it won.
I like how it's so different because it's a different killer every movie, and it's a murder mystery every single movie.
Yes. It's almost like you could almost have Scooby-Doo in it.
Yeah. Matthew Lillard.
Yes. I actually watched a video today. He was like, he was doing a con, and somebody asked him, somebody said, how do you think Shaggy would fare in a Scream movie? And he was like, oh, I think he would kick ass. He would see the first body and run for days. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Until he saw like a snack cart.
And yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, so we kind of get a little bit of that in the Supernatural Scooby-Doo crossover episode because they think the Scooby gang thinks it's a, you know, it's just one of their run of the mill monster type, you know, cases. It ends up being a real thing. And it takes them, and Sam Medina are like trying to help them realize that it's a real thing, and they're just like not having
it. No, it's a guy in a suit.
Yeah. And it's really not, and it's, you know, that's such a good episode. I like that episode a lot. Yeah. All right.
I'm pretty happy with this list.
I am too. Maybe we'll try it again next year.
Yeah.
Let's see if we
can. Or we can do a Universal Monsters.
Let's do Universal Monsters next year. Yeah, that'll be good. Mm. All right. That's our list. Let us know if there was anything that you didn't agree with or who you would have picked out of these slashers.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can see all of our other listening platforms or social medias on the top of the description. Do you want to say our next episode that isn't movie news?
So, yeah, movie news on Friday. And the following Tuesday will be our Criterion of the Month when we're finally letting him watch Thief and talk about it.
I love Thief. Michael Mann, thank you for this movie.
Also, yeah. I want to point out that as we are recording this, my son has been sick the last couple days, so we didn't really get to film. This was supposed to come out a week prior, yeah. And V for Vendetta was supposed to be today's episode. But it didn't happen that way. It's fine. Remember, the 5th of November.
Not December?
Nope. Because today, as you're watching this, is the 4th of November, so it would have worked out well. But yeah. My son messed it up a little bit. That's fine. He's just a kid.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, join us for Friday. And what's your favorite scary movie?